After nearly 90 years in the grocery business in Northeast Ohio, the Bueller family announced last month that it is selling its stores. But the 13 Bueller's Fresh Foods markets likely won't seem much different. That's because the people who are already managing and working in them are the buyers. It's an ESOP deal, an employee stock ownership plan. Roy Messing heads the Ohio Employee Ownership Center, a first-of-its-kind research and advisory organization based at Kent State University.
An ESOP is actually a qualified retirement plan, much like a 401k. There's a trust created that owns the shares for the benefit of the employees. That's the ESOP. And they would have those earnings when the accumulation of their value would come to them when they retire.
Of the deal, Dan Bueller, president of the family's holding company, says this in a statement: "Our generation of Buellers are reaching retirement age, and we think this is a better option than selling the business to outsiders. We want these supermarkets to be here, serving customers and providing good jobs well into the future." Roy Messing says that is not an uncommon view in homegrown businesses.
Oftentimes what we see when a company sells to their employees, they have a company that's stable, it has an image, a brand, and they want to retain legacy in the community. In reading what I've read or heard about Bueller's over the years, they're very ingrained in the community. So this is a logical step.
Bueller's Fresh Foods has markets in Wayne, Ashland, Medina, Summit, Stark, Tuscarawas, and Coshocton counties, and it employs 2,100 people. I tried asking some workers about the sale after it was announced in October, but all said they didn't know enough details yet to comment. Roy Messing says that, too, is not unusual.
There would be certain levels of the organization that were familiar with this. The folks in the stores, probably not. And that's a delicate balance for the owners, because sometimes, you know, that information is valuable for a competitor. So they have to kind of manage how that comes out. But at some point in time, they'll reveal more of this to the employees.
How will this work for Bueller employees, some of whom have decades with the company? Ownership shares are to be accumulated in an ESOP, but what determines distribution? Kent State's Ohio Employees Ownership Center has tracked such things for 30 years.
Oftentimes, it's just straight salary. It's a percentage, you know, based on salary and divvied up. Sometimes they'll look at hours of work as well. Years of service may come into play. So they create a formula up front built in to compensate people.
To date, no one is publicly voicing skepticism of the Bueller sale. Roy Messing believes that may be because the timing of the family's decision to sell does not appear to be based on a perceived weakness in the business or lowering of the company's prospects.
If I look at it, the generation that's in place right now, that's been running it for years, is looking to retire. And they've had a couple professional managers outside the family in place for a few years. So maybe this is just a logical time for the family to step back, but keep the company moving forward.
So is this a good thing or a bad thing for Bueller's employees? Messing says you can't know for sure how it will work out, but historically, the basic ESOP structure has been successful.
These sort of transactions are funded through the company. So the employees don't write a check for their ownership that accumulates over time. It should be a good thing for the employees that will help them accumulate wealth over the period of time, and then when they're ready to retire, they'll be able to tap into that wealth.
The decision to sell the grocery chain to the employees could be a good thing for Bueller's customers and communities too, according to Messing.
Because if somebody else came in, say, you know, their competitors, certainly they would put in place their parameters how to run the store. And I think that would really disrupt because Bueller's is so different. So this would be a way to ensure that what they've created stays in place.
The new Bueller's Fresh Foods will retain the old name. It will also continue to be headquartered in Worcester. I'm Tim Rudell, 89.7 WKSU.